Let me give you guys some hope. If you can understand that it's all scripted, that it's holographic, that it's a projection from the cross, that God knew you before the foundation of the world, He knew what you would face, He knew what you would be going through. He knew your identity struggles that you're dealing with. He knew your emotional, mental, all those struggles. He knew before the foundation of the world. And He made a way of escape through Jesus. Now the devil's going to set up systems, churches, organizations to keep you in spin mode. But I promise you, if you really ask, seek, and knock, God will reveal it to you. But you really got to be serious. If you can get a holographic, holistic view of life where you see everything working together for good. So it doesn't matter what's happening to your right, to your left, in front of you, behind you. This earth was made for you, to benefit you, to challenge you, to push you higher, to strengthen you. And so every struggle that you face is for your benefit. If you respond the proper way, you'll get there faster. And you might say, well, get where faster? Get to wholeness, get to oneness, you know? Get your identity, because really any kind of addiction is just trying to replace something. Instead of getting your identity in Christ, your any kind of addiction is trying to replace, trying to fill that void, you know. But if you look around you, and you look at people around you who have already arrived, whether it's financially, emotionally, spiritually, whatever it is, they know how to eat, they know what to eat, they know what vitamins. There's always somebody there who's walked before you that you could actually ask questions and follow, you know. The good thing about YouTube and the internet is other people have experiences that you can learn from, you know. And if you're going from here, from this guru to this guru to this preacher to this preacher to this place or this place or this church or which church, and you're just asking, where do I go, you know? I wouldn't even worry about the flat earth, the concave earth, the hollow earth, or even a lot of the conspiracy theories. I wouldn't really worry about it until you get it in your mind that God is working all things together for good to those that love God and are called according to His purpose. He's trying to draw you out of spin mode, you know. The whole system, the whole drama system, the Draco Ma system is trying to keep you spinning, you know. You don't have to fear. The solution was there before the problem appeared. The solution was there before the problem appeared. And you know that's true because it's the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. He gave you everything you need before any problem even appeared. So to make a long story short, all the answers are right in front of you. You just have to reach out by faith, ask, seek, and knock, and then be willing to receive. Believe in faith, because a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So you have to just believe it, reach out, receive it, accept it. Get in the Word, rightly divide it, and Just keep on going. Your past is not even real. It doesn't exist. Your future's already set in the heavenlies. But right now, everything is the now. So whatever problem you're facing now, God is going to make a way of escape, you know. You might have to get up and do something. You might have to get up and go get a job. Or you might have to get up and clean. Or you might have to watch a video. Or you might have to read a book or something. But all the problems are solved. You might have to go to a chiropractor. You might have to go to the dentist. There's a way of escape, you know. You might have to go to the doctor. You might have to go down to the store and get you some garlic and chop it up and eat it for 7 days, because that's better than any medicine they got out there, really, to be honest with you. Long story short, God's not going to put you here on this earth without giving you some direction. That's my whole point.